This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. If it seems Baylor can't stay out of the news, well, now there's this. The Big 12 announcing it'll be withholding a quarter of conference revenue from the Waco-based university, holding an escrow, if you will, pending a third-party review of the school's Title IX changes. This amounts to the first announcement of any kind that might qualify as punishment from either the Big 12 or the NCAA when it comes to the recent scandal surrounding the school. Joining us now to look at these steps and what it might mean, Jessica Luther. She is a journalist and author of the book Unsportsmanlike Conduct, College Football and the Politics of Rape. Jessica, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
What kind of changes is the Big 12 really looking for in Baylor? It seems like they've tried to reassure the conference as much as they could.
Yeah, it's not really clear from the statement that the Big 12 released what it is that they're looking for. When Pepper Hamilton, the law firm that Baylor hired, when they released their findings about what they had found last spring, one of the things they did was attach 105 recommendations for Baylor to fix what had gone wrong at the institution. And Baylor since then has been trying to implement those. They have a website dedicated to them. You can check the progress of all 105 things. So it's not really clear at this point what the Big 12 is looking for and why they need this additional review.
I am intrigued by what the Big 12 commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, had to say about the conference's bylaws here. They could have fined Baylor up front, but instead they chose this, I guess, this withholding of payments and escrow, saying that there's not an investigation going on. They want verification. What is the distinction that the Big 12 seems to be trying to draw here?
It's not really clear because one of the things, as you said, they're going to hold this in escrow, right? And so once this third-party review comes in and they figure out whatever it is that they're looking for to make sure that Baylor is actually making progress on these issues, they'll be giving them the money back. So, I mean, they've really skirted around, you know, actually financially punishing them, which, as you said, they could do outright. And instead, they've chosen this. I guess they really do want to make Baylor do the third-party review. If they just fine them, I guess that wouldn't be part of it. So maybe they really do want this progress report. And I just want to say, I think all of this is strange coming from the Big 12. There are other programs under fire right now in the Big 12, including Oklahoma, Kansas, and Kansas State, all of them having issues with sexual or domestic violence of athletes in their programs. And it's interesting that they've chosen this particular spotlight on Baylor. I mean, it's, of course, egregious what has happened at Baylor, but it is always strange when it feels like they might be throwing stones in glass houses at this point, and I don't know where they go from here. I feel like Baylor firing their head coach for these things, the Minnesota head coach recently was fired for the way that his program handles sexual violence when it came up there. I feel like that's probably a bigger deterrent for coaches to get stuff in order than what the Big 12 is doing here, because it is really hard to know if this will actually make anyone think twice about those decisions.
And the story continues. Jessica Luther, the author of Unsportsmanlike Conduct, College Football and the Politics of Rape. Jessica, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So what does Baylor have to say about all this? For that, we turn to Jason Cook. He's a member of the President's Executive Council at Baylor University. Jason, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks, David. Good to be with you.
The Big 12 wants another third-party review on top of the Pepper Hamilton report, which Baylor itself commissioned. I'm just wondering, what is it that they're looking for with this second review, and how is Baylor supposed to proceed now?
We've had a situation where we've had to respond to issues of sexual assault, and we've done that aggressively. And one of the key components of that was 105 recommendations from an external review. And the Big 12 is coming in and asking us to verify, are we doing what we said we were going to do?
But I think that the way that this was discussed in the media certainly has been that this is the first move that resembles a kind of punishment. Now, what the Big 12 is saying here is that they may withhold 25%. They could punish you any time, but they're not going to. They're going to withhold this money. How much money are we talking about? What's on the line as you understand it?
The Big 12 is withholding some of our conference distributions. The commissioner yesterday estimated that that could be anywhere from $5 to $7 million.
Okay.
And again, we're not counting that as a loss just yet, because we do have an opportunity to have a verification of the efforts that we've had to date.
Did you see this coming? I mean, did you know that this shoe was going to drop yesterday as it did?
Well, certainly we knew that the Big 12 was looking at our situation, and obviously, you know, we know the NCAA has contacted us, and we've been having ongoing dialogues with both of the entities, and that's part of the process. That's part of how we reach resolution with the issues we've had over the past year and a half.
Jason Cook is a member of the Interim President's Executive Council at Baylor University in Waco. Mr. Cook, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thanks, David.